Oh yeah, it feels good. You know, it feels good that you know, all the preparation, hard work has really paid off, and you know, I'm glad that the coaching staff has some faith in me and some trust in me, and I know the team does as well.
Is it awkward a little bit with, you know, just the situation where, you know, Terrell wants to start? Or are you guys good? Or,
you know, we have a healthy relationship. You know, I mean, I don't think it really matters who starts. You know, guys are going to help out with, and Tyler as well helps out. You know, we all kind of help each other on a daily basis. And at the end of the day, it's the most important thing is getting a win.
Does it feel different, you know, last week you start because Terrell is injured, this week you start because of the way you played? Any different feel for you?
No. There's no different approach or anything like that. It's, you know, business as usual. Thought we had a great practice out there today. And, you know, we'll see what happens in our meetings this afternoon, and we'll go from there.
Did you surprise yourself at all on how well you played last week?
Did I surprise myself? I mean, I guess you always surprise yourself at times. You know, each and every day you do something a little different that you didn't expect to do. So, I mean, that's good to see. It shows that, you know, you're changing. Maybe you're getting a little better. The work you're putting in is paying off. So I was happy to see that, yeah.
Is it nice to be in a...
What are things that you want to do in this game that you could build off of last game?
You know, maybe do some things differently. You know, decision making. I know we can be better on third down. That's kind of something we want to focus on this week. So,
is it nice to be in a spot where everybody earns their playing time and things like that? That you were able to kind of fight your way up despite the fact you unheralded this and that, but you know that you were able, that if you play well, you were going to.
Well,
play
I mean, it's a performance based business,
right.
And at the end of the day, you got to perform to play. And you know, we did play well last week, so I mean, I think coach is doing the right thing, sticking with what we had, and see what happens.
Mike Munchak was talking today in the conference call about Scranton. The way that Scranton embraces their own. And I was just curious as to what feedback you've got from the hometown just from the last couple of days.
You know, the support's great. You know, obviously back home in Scranton with, you know, Coach Munchak being the head guy there, and I was playing them this week. There's going to be, you know, a lot of eyes on the TV, a lot of calls and texts, and, you know, a lot of support back home. So, you know, I'm excited about it.
Last week you probably entered with, you know, a nothing to lose attitude maybe. Is this week a little bit more pressure though, because you could continue to start if you do play well?
I mean, I don't think so. You know, you kind of want to be relaxed when you play. I think last week we were, you know, very prepared. You know, we had a great week of practice, and, you know, we started off today. You know, unfortunately it was rainy out there, but I think we still got a lot of work done. And like I said, I don't, you know, feel any added pressure or anything like that. It's just, you know, go out and play and see what happens.
Surprise yourself at all with progress?
You know, I'm surrounded by great coaches. I'm surrounded by very good players on this team, and you know, when you're you know, surrounded by that and by guys that work hard, it can't help but rub off on you. So you know, I don't think I was too surprised at how we played last week.
Looking back at Sunday, is there anything that sticks with you in terms of being critical of yourself that you feel like you need to improve?
Yeah, I think we just have to finish better.
Okay.
I mean, that's all. You know, thought we came off to a good start. You know, obviously going up 14-0, and then, you know, they took the lead. But I think, you know, in the fourth quarter, we have to do a better job.
There were a lot of drop passes there. Have you reached out to any of the receivers now that you're in that quarterback position to try to get an understanding and feel of just how your game is to just improve on that?
We're correcting those problems. I mean, and that's going to happen. You know, things like that will happen. But, I mean, at the end of the day, that's why you practice. You know, that's why you're able to communicate with guys, and we are fixing that, yeah.
Has your communication increased now that you're starting?
I mean, I don't think so. I talk all the time. Like I said, my locker's right next to, you know, Rods and a lot of the wideouts. So, you know, we're constantly talking about the game, you know, talking about other things, having fun. So, the communication has never been an issue.
You heard from a lot of people since Sunday.
You know, the support has always been good, you know, regardless if I was a starter or not. So, I did hear from a lot of people, but it was a lot of the same people, which is great to see, and, you know, how supportive they are. And, you know, I'm really fortunate to have those people in my life.
So you're obviously not superstitious. You know, three touchdown passes in your first game with a beard, and then you shave it off.
You know, I was just getting tired of it. Yeah, that's really it.
Some of the players actually, you know, there were four drop passes probably that were on them, and they admit that. They said they were a little just surprised maybe with the zip on the ball.
Well, you know, that's the way I throw, and you know, hopefully, you know, they're used to it now, and you know, and I know they're used to it, and you know, but. You know, we'll see what happens. Those guys, they'll make the right adjustments, and they'll get the job done.
Played number one defense this last week. Now you go against Tennessee. What do you see on film from them?
I mean, it's a good team. You know, they have they lost a lot of close games that could have went either way. And, you know, we're aware of that. You know, they have a very good secondary. you know, they're good up front. I mean, overall, it's a good defense, well-coached football team. So we have our hands full, and you know, but we're ready for the challenge.
When did you find out from Coach Allen that you were going to start this next game?
What's that?
Did you find out today you were going to start the next game?
A few days ago. You know, I went out there and took the first team reps today, so I kind of assumed it. But yeah, that's kind of how I found out, I guess.
Did you approach this that you have the job the rest of the way as long as you're playing well, or is this a game-to-game thing? Do you have a
Good, as long as I play well, I would hope that I would keep getting more and more opportunities to start. But the main thing being there is playing well. And, we know what it takes. Last week, obviously, we did a great job. So hopefully we can continue that.
Did you ever imagine entering the season? You know, Coach always said that you were just another Camp Arm, and he mm-hmm. surprised him, but that you would be the starter right now.
The kind of mindset that I've always, taken, to practice or the film or anything like that is I really never took a backseat to anybody. I didn't, put myself in the position that, hey, I'm buried behind all these guys. I really don't look at, who's ahead of me on the depth chart, who's behind me on the depth chart. I figure it's just, each day is a better way to get better, improve as a leader, improve as a person. So, now that I'm in the starting position, the mindset still hasn't changed. I do know now that I have to work harder to keep this position. So, but I'm accepting that and I'm ready for it. I enjoy it.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, thank you.
All right, guys.
What's DA's message been this week now that his team's in the playoff picture?
It's kind of, my mindset is, why don't you just go out and win all of them, take it one game at a time, one day at a time, one practice at a time, and go from there. We are aware, of where we stand, and, if that doesn't get you going and get you motivated every day, then, I don't know what will.